Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 135 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about Stonewall Bridge.
David Nimmons, age 68, is developing a model where younger gays live with and care for older gays in exchange for inheriting their property.
That sounds really angry.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't mean to sound angry.
Hmm.
Okay, do you want me to read it again?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not angry, so what do you think about this idea?
I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too. Especially for some of the points we're going to bring up. But I think it's a brilliant idea. Because, look, we're going to talk about a lot of older gay people don't have significant others or family. So they need care.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Yeah. Stonewall Bridge is a national model where younger gay people live with and care for older gay people in exchange for not only a salary, but a chance to earn equity in the older person's home.
For now, the project is nested in New York City nonprofit Stonewall Community Development Corporation in New York City.
I guess New York City probably has the resources and the mass quantity of people needed to find enough individuals to put something like that together.
Yeah. I think the community is too small in Wichita to do something like this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but bigger cities.
But you could probably set that up yourself.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
You'd probably want some attorneys involved.
Yeah. I mean, they'd have to be so vetted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would not want to trust your home and your life to some shyster.
Some tricked out twink or, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, little, yeah, you know what I mean?
I could see, like, somebody who abuses drugs doing that and
coming in and stealing someone blind.
But heterosexual people have things like that all the time. Mm-hmm. It's usually the richer ones. Somebody befriends an older, richer person and says, "Here, I'll help you take care of your life," and eventually takes over completely.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't something like that happen with Richard Simmons?
There's speculation. There's no, like, proof of it yet, but mm-hmm. There's been speculation for years that's been going on. People were worried about his well-being because he just disappeared, and there's people around him that think they have nefarious.
Hmm. I remember Nichelle Nicole. Do you know who she is?
That name sounds familiar.
She played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. And in her last years, there was some allegations of financial abuse with her housekeeper.
That's so sad. And when people need other people to be nice, like I always say, just be nice.
It's sad, but I wonder how true it was, because the people who were making the allegations were family members who would have financially gained by...
So inflating, lying.
Mm-hmm.
She's stealing my inheritance.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you never know unless you're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always three sides to every story.
Every situation is... Yeah, it's totally different.
There's one side and another side, and then there's the truth. So,
mm-hmm.
That's sad, though.
And I don't know how well that would work for us. It would be nice to have somebody here who could clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we just don't have the strength to do it.
The strength or energy to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something we should look into is getting a maid service.
Yeah.
Like once a month or something like that, or pay for a deep clean and then have like a maid service come in like maybe once every few weeks and mm-hmm. do a little dust up. It'll cost
it
a
would
lot.
also be nice to have like a handyman who could, because neither one of us is very good at home maintenance.
You just want a little bear to run around the house with his shirt off and take care of things.
Definitely not.
A nice little cub to run around and take care of things for you.
We can't hire a pool boy because we don't have a pool.
No. So, but yeah, it's something we should look into, possibly.
And, or possibly move to a location where you can have several older couples like that who could split the costs of hiring somebody.
Kind of like a little commune type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea, too. Look at you, full of ideas. You put a lot of thought to this, haven't you?
Well, I came across this, and I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, it's a cute. It's a good idea.
I'm sure it could have problems. Any system has problems. Possibly do it like they do at my work. Everyone at my work is deathly afraid of audits.
Okay.
Everybody does their job, and they do their job exactly to the letter because they know at any time they could be audited.
Okay.
And whenever you're doing work for somebody else, I think you should kind of have that threat hanging over you.
Okay.
I mean, because by themselves, people are no damn good.
Okay.
You have to force them into being good.
That's sad to say, but I can tend to agree with that with today's society.
I think the ones who would agree with it the most are the lawyers, because they see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they see the back end of it. But no, yeah, I agree with you. So,
well, let's move on. Because of AIDS, in the 1980s and 90s, many gay men didn't think they would live to retirement age, and many didn't.
That's just sad. It's very sad, but I mean, that's when you got diagnosed with AIDS, it was a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we went to Gay Pride here, and Dr. Sweet was talking about, she was on stage talking about how when she first started practicing, how the first thing she would do is hand people hospice paperwork as soon as they came into her office, because she knew within 6 months they would be dead.
Mm.
I can't imagine doing that work. How
being a social worker in her office had to be so depressing.
Or a doctor. I mean, you're meeting people that you know you're looking at death.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, I mean, yeah, obviously you're looking at death every time you run into people, but it depresses you.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw all of that. You witnessed all this. So that's just depressing to me, so I'm sorry.
There was, I had a bulletin board system, which was a new thing back then. The bulletin boards were connected across the country, and ACT UP used our system as a way of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
There was like private email, but there were also open boards where they would consider, you know, the actions, political actions they were going to do, direct actions they were going to do, the reasoning and whatever. And so many people were saying, This is a death sentence for me. I have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I will lay down in the subway and stop traffic for attention because I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, there's no. This is the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's very sad. It's depressing and it's tragic.
And tragic that we had to take it upon ourselves to get something done. The government was not going to do anything.
Nothing at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad commentary on society.
Mm-hmm.
Now that same generation is facing new challenges as they age.
Especially for people who didn't think they were going to age.
Yeah.
Completely unprepared for it.
Yeah.
I remember people saying, if I'm diagnosed with AIDS, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign up for every credit card I can get my hands on because I'm going to die soon, and how are they going to collect?
Oh, really?
I imagine being saddled with that when the cure come, or at least when the treatments come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll bet there was a lot of bankruptcies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that or die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, and then the treatment's got to be outrageously expensive, too.
I believe part of the Affordable Care Act is that those medicines
are affordable.
Have to be paid for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. So the insurance has to cover them?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, what happens if you don't have insurance, though? Screwed.
I'm not an expert on this, so I probably shouldn't be
talking,
but, I believe that those are zero copay things.
Okay.
So no matter what you're paying for your insurance, you don't have to pay for HIV medicine.
Oh, good, good. That's really good.
I may be totally wrong about that, but that's the impression I get.
Okay. All right.
A lot of gay men have no children to look after their best interest in their golden years.
Yeah.
I'd say most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we know a few people who have kids, but not many.
Mm-hmm. It's not that common.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Certainly don't.
We got together way too late.
Who would have the energy to do that? Certainly not either one of us now.
Not at our age, you know, no. I mean, I'm not saying we're a bunch of old fuddy-duddies, but we would be wiped out.
If we met in our 30s, maybe.
Yeah, but we met too late, probably mm-hmm. 10, 15 years too late.
If we met in our 30s, we probably wouldn't have liked each other.
I barely like you now. Ethan, I love you. I'm glad I can make you laugh still. So,
the point of this is, there's not only nobody to take care of them, there's nobody to inherit their homes. So, a Stonewall Bridge is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So these places don't go empty or vacated. Basically,
I mean, if you die and you have no children.
Does the state come in and seize it?
I'm sure if there was no executor, the state would probably provide one.
Mm-hmm.
And probably their salary would come out of the estate if there was one.
Probably.
I think that's the next point on here. Mm-hmm. They also have no one to leave their assets to in their will.
Yeah. I would... Instead of the state and the government getting all my stuff, I donate it. I would have a will where I would, like, any local charity, I would donate everything that I had. You know what I mean?
So unknowingly, you've moved on to the next point. We're gonna finish this quick.
So sorry, I didn't mean to.
Most of the larger gay organizations will pay a lawyer to draw up a will for you in exchange for turning over your estate after death.
Oh, okay.
I know the Human Rights Campaign Fund has that. The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force has it. If your city, state, county has a gay organization, they probably will provide that service for you.
Really?
So your estate will go, you know, to a good cause and not just be taken by
the government.
The government, yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Stonewall Bridge is a new project just getting organized. They have no legal foundation yet.
And I can see that. That's I understand they have a benefactor or not. What do you call it?
A trustee?
When a law firm says they will work pro bono, what do you call that? Is that a benefactor?
A benefactor, I think. I'm not sure, but that sounds correct.
There is a large law firm that said they would do...
Mm-hmm.
The legal work for them.
Okay.
There's problems in that organization can't do anything outside of the city, and they can't do different kinds of legal things and whatever, but
it
was a place to start.
Okay. That's good. It's a place, like you said, mm-hmm. It's a place to start.
I doubt that either one of us would live long enough to... join any kind of thing like that. I doubt it would get going
quick enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the time we would need it or use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
So if we were to do something, we would have to do it ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have the resources to do the background and all that stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. We don't. And I'm not sure about the house. I think the house is in the family trust.
Yeah. So. Yeah, your mom would freak out.
Yeah.
Your mom would freak. Your sister, can you imagine?
Mm.
Yeah. That would go over like a fart in the church. Sorry. All right.
Well, the last point on here. There's a questionnaire available on their website that will allow them to assess the needs.
Okay.
I haven't done the questionnaire yet because I would expect that there's quite a few questions that I would have to research, and I don't have the time to sit down and do that yet.
Okay.
If you want to know where their website is, of course, you can search Google for Stonewall Bridge, or you can go to our webpage for this episode and click the link there.
Okay. That's good.
There's a lot more detailed information there than...
Okay. Well, yeah, so I urge everyone to go listen to it then.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Everyone, that's funny. All right. Well, do you have a joke for us this week?
Did you notice we didn't have a joke last week?
Yes. Why was that?
I didn't notice it until after I had already published the episode, so...
That's it. You're fired.
There just was no joke last week.
You're fired.
Do you know what kind of gay men want you for your brain and not for your body?
I don't know. This is going to be terrible.
You're going to say none. They all want you for your body.
Yeah, pretty much.
Zombies.
Pretty much, yeah. That would explain the gay community. All right.
Brains,
yeah. Most gay communities dig.
We hope you liked episode 135 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.